It's been going all right. It's been going better each year since playing pro. Got into a few Corn Ferry events last fall, kind of saw where my game is and where it needs to improve, and then got in another Corn Ferry event in April, and then Monday'd into the John Deere a month ago, and those have been good to really test the nerves, get out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, that's the hardest
play versus the best players in the world. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And you go shoot 63 at where they used to play the deer.
Yeah.
You know, what did that week tell you about yourself and your game?
I hit the ball fine. My short game just needed a lot of work. That was probably the main difference between what I usually play in the mini tour versus PJ tour event. The rough was like a foot long, and they have a lot of tuck pins, kind of like how this week is. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just really short game needed work, and played with some guys that don't hit it very far, but have made quite a bit of money on the tour. So, inside 100 yards, figured out it. Mm-hmm. That's what I needed work on.
Yeah. When you say short game, is that, as you just said, 100 yards and in? Is that putting? Is it getting up and down from the greenside bunker?
I'd say my putting's fine. It's just usually just chipping and wedges sometimes can get kind of off. So I wouldn't say I'm like a long hitter, but above average.
He says you are. Based on what he was looking at.
Well, the first day I was top five in driving distance at the John Deere, so that's my only claim to fame in life.
Well, but, you got the Titleist hat, so you got to get Bob Volke and Aaron, the other guy, to grind them up for you a little bit there and work on some of that.
I unfortunately did not. They were pretty busy with the other guys. And usually, I don't know, equipment I've changed before, and it's usually gone worse for me. And so I kind of have a lot of old stuff in my bag and just kind of keep what I have.
Yeah. Old Titleist stuff or?
I've got quite the mix.
Uh-huh.
I do have some Titleist stuff, a couple woods and wedges. I have Mizuno irons, Callaway putter.
Uh-huh.
TaylorMade driver, so
wow,
I'm kind of all over the place. Yeah.
Well, let's plug all the equipment, man.
Exactly.
I'll be sending you stuff.
Yeah.
So 68-67, that's a heck of a nice start, and you've got TK Kelly, who's pretty, who's gone out eagle, bogey, birdie, so he's one behind you with 15 holes to play. You think you'll be leading at the end of the day, and where do you want to be, you know, looking into final round?
Well, I think I started two back of the day, so I figure I probably won't be, but I should be within range, couple shots I would hope, and then whatever happens today, just get ready for tomorrow and try and do the same thing again.
Would you be more comfortable being the top guy, having that target on your back, or do you like to maybe start a day one or two back, and that tells you, hey, I still got to go out and catch him, I got to do this?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever led like after two or three days of a tournament in my professional career. So usually been chasing, but whatever happens, happens. As long as I have a chance tomorrow, that's what matters.
Yeah. What was your key shots today?
What was that?
The key shots today, did you hold him out or make a long putt?
Let's see.
You played yourself.
Look at this chortling.
I would say the key shots this week have been second shots into par fives. I think I've gotten to every par five and two, and I've hit the green. I think I've only missed the green three times on those approaches, so that's how I've been able to make a lot of birdies, is taking advantage of the par fives and hitting the fairways on those and hitting some good ones there to have hybrid and less in, so that helps a lot.
Yeah. Had you ever played Stonebridge before maybe a practice round this week?
Never been here.
Okay.
Played a practice round Sunday night, and then teed it up Monday afternoon. So it's my third round here.
Are you able to tell where the eight back new tee boxes are that have added the about 400 yards out here?
I am. Yeah, my yards book doesn't have those. So that's how I've been able to tell.
Well, they told us they used seven of those yesterday. Did they use the one on the third hole today in the par three?
Yeah, we did play that. It was like 2:30 today. So, yeah, I can tell they've added some length because I looked online. It was like 6,800. And I got out here and we found a lot of nuances.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's
a lot of nuances.
You like those 493-yard par fours,
oh,
don't you?
Oh, yeah. Those
fits
are
right
fine.
In your wheelhouse.
Those are fun.
Well, that probably gives you an advantage since you are a big hitter over somebody else. I mean, you can still hit short club.
Hand. Yeah, like this week, it's actually kind of nice that you have to keep your ball in play. A lot of the mini tour events, you just kind of bomb it into the state of Illinois and find it again. Mm-hmm. So, I usually hit it pretty straight and had been hitting my driver better. So I'd say the length definitely helps in those longer par fours and par fives.